Back in 2008, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen made a decision that tribal police are not required to respond to calls for help from city and county police. Since then, lawmakers and law enforcement officials have been trying to reverse it. Representative Ann Raychuk is the sponsor of the bill that would reinstate mutual aid between tribal police and the state's law enforcement agencies. She says it's crucial to making sure police have enough backup.
When this opinion was rendered, it virtually stopped mutual aid between tribal law enforcement officers and all other law enforcement officers in the state. It has a huge impact on public safety and officer safety.
One concern for tribes is that the plan might threaten their sovereignty, but Raychuk says it would allow them to receive help without losing any authority. The plan won't require tribal police to follow the state's open records law, which Raychuk says troubles both members of the media and police who think the report should be public.
We decided to go ahead without having solved that particular issue. I don't think it's germane to the specific topic of simply adding tribal law enforcement officers to the current mutual aid statute, and that's what this law does.
The Senate is expected to take up the bill when it reconvenes April 13th, and supporters hope it will reach the governor's desk before the end of this session. Kurt Carapezzo, Wisconsin Public Radio.